我们现在请翻开以弗所书。
Let's open our Bibles to Ephesians.
我们今天要把以弗所书第三章，我们把它读一遍。
We'll be reading Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
因此，我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。那样被你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you,that by a revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief. By referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
Verse 5, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in his spirit, to be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.Of which I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of His power.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩赐，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。我要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从创世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of Godmight now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which you carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑地来到神面前。所以我求你们，不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
In whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him.Therefore, I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are your glory.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faithand that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
我们再见祷告。
Let's bow our head for word of prayer.
父啊，我们靠着你丰盛的恩典能够再次来到你的面前。
Father, we rely on your abundant grace to once again come before you.
求你借着你的圣灵再次把你在耶稣基督里面所要赐给我们的丰盛再次启示给我们。
Lord, Father, may you use your spirit to reveal to us all the abundance in Christ.
好，叫我们因为认识在基督里面的丰盛，我们不但生命丰盛，也能够在世人面前有好的见证。
Lord, not only allow us to recognize the riches of Christ, but also enable us to have a good testimony amongst the people.
更是在仇敌面前能够站立得住。
And especially be able to withstand the enemy.
保守我们底下的时间，祷告奉主的名。
May you watch over this time. We all pray all these things in your name.
Amen. 交通以弗所书的时候啊，发觉以弗所书实在是不容易交通的一卷书。
So, sharing on Ephesians, is actually not an easy thing.
它并不是说，不是说以弗所书是最难的一卷书。
It's not to say that Ephesians is the most difficult book.
我想，启示录大概是最难的。那希伯来书也不容易读。
I think Revelation is very difficult, and Hebrews is not easy to understand either.
但是呢，以弗所书呢，却把我们带到一个神最深最高的他的旨意里头。
But Ephesians brings us into the inner depth of His purpose, of God's purpose.
他是从创世以前，在耶稣基督里面拣选我们开始说起。
Because it starts with how He predestined us since the creation of time.
他一直说到有一天呢，这个一切受造的都要在耶稣基督里面同归于一啊。
And how all things at the end will be gathered up in Christ.
啊，几乎这本书呢，它是范围的从永远一直到永远的一卷书。
So this book is truly from eternity to eternity.
哎，并不是说因为这卷书呢讲这么样的高，那么我们是生就跟我们生活没有关系。
And it's not to say that because this book speaks of such highly things that it is not related to us.
虽然这卷书讲的那个它的属灵的境界是这么的高，
even though it speaks of such highly revelations of the Spirit.
但是呢，它对我们生活呢却是有息息相关、紧紧相连的。
But the matter at hand is so interrelated with our lives.
那说到告诉我们呢，在地上要怎么样来行事为人，要与基督的恩相称。
Because it tells us of how we should walk amongst men and how we are to be aligned with His Spirit.
他告诉我们要怎么样说话，我们怎样行事，怎么样做人。
Tells us of how we should speak, how we should act, how we should walk.
他还告诉我们呢，怎么样来在仇敌面前呢征战，能够得胜。
And tells us how to overcome the enemy in spiritual warfare.
但是这些呢，都根基在神根基的，它的根基呢，都是在神已经在耶稣基督里面为我们所做成的。
But the foundation of all these things is what Christ has already done for us.
我们在地上能够行走的好，我们在地上能够征战得胜，都是因为神在耶稣基督里面已经做成的事情。
That we are able to walk in good conduct is because of what Christ has already done for us.
所以呢，他那个花了大概三章啊，一半的几乎一半的篇幅呢，说到我们神在耶稣基督里面为我们所成就的事情。
So about three chapters of this book is spent on saying what Christ has done for us.
他不但是在创世以前他就拣选了我们，叫我们在他面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
That we were chosen at the beginning in order to be blameless.
让我们呢成为神的儿子，要我们得产业。
And that we will become God's children and receive this inheritance.
他还带领我们要求圣灵呢在我们里面把神所已经做成的事情启示给我们。
And the prayer is also for the Spirit to reveal to us the things that were done.
让我们因为已经看见神在耶稣基督里面做成的事。
That once we recognize what Christ has done,
我们呢知道如今在世上怎么样行事为人。
Then we will know how to walk amongst men in today's world.
那么在经历神丰盛的恩典的时候啊。
And when we experience this riches of His grace.
那么有一点呢是非常重要的。
There's one point that's very important.
就是呢，这些呢，一方面来说呢，是离不开基督。
On one hand, is that we cannot be separated from Christ.
一方面呢，他不能离开他的教会。
And on the other hand, is that Christ cannot be separated from the church.
所以他花了很大的篇幅来说到教会。
So a large portion of this book is spent on speaking of the church.
一面来说呢，教会呢是那充满万有者的丰满，是极其的丰满。
On one hand, the church is the fullness of God.
那么一面呢，说到教会，我们这里面人的光景是怎么样
？And on the other hand, it speaks on the individuals within the church and what their condition is.
虽然呢，神在教会当中已经做的是大事，他有他这个最高的旨意。
And though Christ has done a great matter for the church.
但是呢, 不要忘记我们原来的光景是什么。
But do not forget what our previous condition was.
我们原来是死在过犯罪恶当中的人。
Because we were dead in our sins and transgression.
而且呢,我们原来是与基督无关,是在诸约以外,与神的应许无份的人。
Because we were separated from Christ and we were not part of that covenant.
今天靠的神恩典呢,我们能够跟来到神的面前,能够跟众圣徒那个同国,能够享受神一切的应许。
And by God's grace, now we can be gathered with the saints and enjoy these riches together.
越多认识我们原来的光景，越能够能够看见神在我们身上所有的恩典。
Because the more we understand of our past condition, then the more of His grace we'll be able to recognize.
教会呢，实在是一个很大的一个题目。
And so the church is this great subject.
因为教会呢，它是一个奥秘。
Because the church is a mystery.
是基督的奥秘。
The mystery of Christ.
是在以前的世代里头，所以从来没有显明出来过的。
And it was hidden from previous generations.
原来的世代神没有启示给他们。
And this was not revealed to the people of past generations.
那当我们说到基督的教基督的奥秘是教会的时候，它到底指的是什么呢？
So when we say that the church is the mystery of Christ, what is this referring to?
我们看到了，如果说指的是教会是神的家来讲的话。
If we were to say that the church is the house of God,
那么呢，这件事情呢，不是个奥秘，因为他在旧约里头曾多次启示神的家了。Then
this is not a mystery because this was made known numerous times throughout the Old Testament.
神在就从这那个拣选亚伯拉罕开始呢，他就在以色列当中呢找到一个家，他要他对他的居所。From
Abraham onwards, this house of God was mentioned.
不但是在神的家中，神向他的百姓显现，在神的家中，神可以来亲，人能够来亲近神。
In the house of God, that is where God reveals Himself to the people, and where people can go to approach God.
所以，当保罗说他深知基督的奥秘的时候，他到底指的是什么呢？
So when Paul is referring to the mystery of Christ, what is he referring to?
他说呢，是指着我们这些外邦人。
It is referring to us Gentiles.
原来是在诸约以外的人。
People who are previously separate from the covenant.
在世上没有指望、没有这个指望、没有神的人。
For people without hope and without God.
那么如今呢，因着耶稣基督的救赎的缘故。
But because of Christ's redemption.
我们能够在借着福音呢，能够同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
Now we can be fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise.
这一点呢，是在以前的世代的人所不知道的。
This is what previous generations were not aware of.
以前世代的人想到的，如果是神的要成为神的家中的人的话，
because in previous generations, if they were to think about what it takes to be a member of God's house,
你必须是以色列人，
then you must be an Israelite.
你必须是亚伯拉罕的后裔，
you must be a descendant of Abraham.
那么并不是说外邦人不能够在那个经历这样的恩典。
It's not to say that Gentiles cannot experience grace.
在旧约里面的时候，他也收到一些外邦人他们蒙恩。
Because it also talks about Gentiles being saved in the Old Testament.
以赛亚甚至说，有一天呢，那个埃及、亚述跟以色列人呢，他们要一同来敬拜的。Because
even in Isaiah speaks about how Egypt and other nations will be.
Assyria, Egypt, and Israel.
Syria, Egypt, and Israel will all be lifted up together.
那么，所以外邦人是有那来到神家中的可能的。
So there is that possibility that Gentiles can enter into the house.
但是他们有一个条件,
but they have a condition.
就是呢，他们必须入犹太教。
Is that they must be Jewish.
他们呢，要守摩西的律法。
And they must obey the law of Moses.
他们呢，甚至要守割礼。
And they must be circumcised.
那么他们这是一个禁教的外邦人。
So they are Gentiles who have entered into this body.
那么在以色列时代的，在主耶稣基督时代，西利所建的那个圣殿里头呢，他那个圣殿有一座外面的呢是外邦人的院。So
in the temple of in the Old Testament.
Not in the New Testament, the Herod, the one Herod. Sorry. 西利他built
a temple built by Herod.
那么他外面是。 外邦人可以进去，但是他只能在最外面一层。
Gentiles can enter into the place, but they must be seated at the most outer ring.
他们不能进到以色列人院，更不要说到进到圣所至圣所去。They
cannot sit amongst the Israelites, and they cannot enter into the holy place.
但是呢，如今呢，在耶稣基督里头。
But today they're in Christ.
借着福音呢，我们这些外邦人。
through the gospel us Gentiles,
可以呢, 跟以色列人呢, 同的成为神的后嗣,
that we can all be fellow heirs,
他们我们一同跟他享受神在基督基督里面一切的产业,
and we can enjoy the inheritance.
我们呢, 跟以色列人同为一体, 成为那个, 这神的家,
and then we become fellow members of the body with the Israelites in
我们呢,
God's house.
同盟他们所有的应许,
and we are fellow partakers of the promise.
所有在历史历代神在列祖身上所有的应许, 我们都可以成就。
All the promises that are given to God's people, we can also have a share in it.
我们不需要守摩西的律法,
we don't need to obey the law of Moses.
我们不需要守割礼,
we don't need to be circumcised.
在耶稣基督里, 我们靠着恩典, 我们能够就进入这个神荣耀的应许里头。
Because by the grace of God, we can enter into this house through Christ.
这个是个奥秘。
This is the mystery
of
God. This is the mystery of Christ. This is something that previous generations did not know. It is through the preaching of the gospel that we received this.
那保罗说,他说呢,
so Paul was made a minister of the gospel.
神给他的一个负担呢,就要传这个,这样的福音,传这个,这个,那个,这基督里面的奥秘。
Paul was given this burden to preach this mystery of Christ.
那么他说呢,在那个,他得到这个福音的执事呢,是靠着神的恩,是神的恩赐。
So, for Paul to preach the gospel, it is a gift from God.
传福音实在是个恩赐。
So gospel preaching is indeed a gift.
我们今天要把福音传给人呢,何等的不容易。
It is a very difficult thing to be able to share the gospel with others.
要把福音说得清楚,能够讲得明白,让人能够接受。
We need to be able to explain the gospel clearly so that others may understand.
我们非常笨拙,说不清楚。
And it seems that sometimes we're very clumsy with our mouth and we can't speak clearly.
那实在是需要神把那个传福音赐给我们,让我们能够把他的恩典,把他的基督里面的丰盛能够传给人。
Because we truly need his grace in order to preach the details of the gospel clearly to others.
传福音这个恩赐呢,
so this gift of preaching gospel is a very special gift.
那么在那个, 第四章的时候, 他说神在教会所赐的, 有使徒, 有先知, 有传福音的, 有牧师, 有教师。
Because in chapter 4 it speaks of gifts of God, gifts being given to teachers, preachers, evangelists,
apostles, prophets.
那么,
就着以弗所书里面的定义来讲的话呢，这个使徒跟先知是非常特别的一批人。So
these apostles, prophets, they are very special people.
他们呢是接受神的启示的。Because
they have received revelation from God.
他说像这个基督里面的奥秘呢，是圣灵启示他的圣使徒先知的。Because
this mystery of God were revealed to them, they were revealed to others.
这些使徒们,他们先知们,他们接受神来的启示,他们把神的话语传讲给我们。
Because these apostles and prophets, they received this revelation from God and then they share it with us.
那么教会呢,就建造在他们的根,所传的根基上面。
So the church is built on the foundations of their teachings.
所以就着这个定义来讲的话呢,今天没有以弗所书里面所说的使徒跟先知了。
So from this perspective, there's no longer these apostles or prophets based on what we read in Ephesians.
那么如果说我们说在,你不是说在哥林多前书40章里面有人说这个做先知讲道吗?
But some may say, doesn't it mention of apostles, prophets?
Prophesying
in 1 Corinthians?
那么那里所讲的呢,他的执事基本上是
But that was speaking more of pastors and teachers.
那么是要把这个神的话语已经启示过的话, 再一次讲解,再次说明在人的心中。
That is to speak to our hearts words that have already been revealed.
那么只有在这两个大的职中有一个叫做传福音的。
So there's this great task called sharing the gospel, preaching the gospel.
Evangelist. 它是一个非常特别的。那么从一个角度来讲的话呢，其他两个呢都是需要恩赐，对不对？不是所有的人都可以当使徒先知，不是所有的人都可以在做牧师跟教师的。
So from one perspective, being apostles, prophets, preachers and teachers, they require gifts from God.
那么传福音不是每一个基督徒都应该做的吗?
But preaching the gospel is something that all Christians should do.
那每一个人的基督徒，我们得救之后，我们就该起来传福音，对不对？
Because once we are saved, then all of us have this duty to preach the gospel.
那么为什么说这个传福音它是一个恩赐呢？
So why is evangelizing a gift?
你真的是发觉呢，今天在那个在神在他的家中呢，真是兴起那些有传福音恩赐的人。
Because in today's age, we can see that there are people who have this gift of evangelism.
我们呢，那个见过许多的那些到那个大布道家哈，他们呢，这神给他们恩典呢，让许多的人能够悔改。
Because we have these great evangelists who cause many to repent.
那么在神的家中呢，真的需要除了有牧者、有教师以外啊。Because
in God's house, outside of pastors and teachers,
我们需要神兴起啊，一个传福音的人。
We need God to raise up a people who
evangelize.
Who have this gift of being able to preach the gospel clearly.
那这个恩赐呢还特别呢，他是说呢，他是那个是照着他是神运行的大能赐给他。
So this gift is very special because it is through the power of God.
所有的恩赐的话，就是神随己一分给一个人的，对不对？
Because other gifts are just whoever God appoints these gifts to.
就这个恩赐呢，是神大能他的大能赐给他。
But this specific gift is through the power of God.
你就发觉呢，在传福音的时候呢，不但是有那个恩赐啊，把神的话福音能够讲得清楚。
So, when preaching gospel is not just being able to articulate the gospel clearly.
不但是要人让人知道自己是个罪人，叫人家知道我们需要救主。
It's not just to reveal to people that they are sinners, that they need a Savior. Because gospel preaching is a spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual warfare.
那不但是呢，撒旦呢，想尽的方法呢，那要拦阻人信，相信主。
Because Satan not only wants to restrict people from knowing the gospel.
那么这些人多年在他的掌控之下，你要把他从这他手中夺出来，何等的不容易！
Because people were under his rule for a long time, and so it's very hard to pluck them out of that.
是主说呢，要用那个捆绑那个壮士哈，才能够把他的这家中的人能够掳掠出来。
So that's why we need the power of God. The gospel says the power of God needs to be used to conquer these fortresses.
不但是指撒旦这么做，这个世界也跟神的福音作对。
So not only Satan, but also the times of the world is against God.
世上的许多的知识，许多的小学，让人的迷糊哈，让人的那个对福音呢看不清楚。A
lot of the world's wisdoms and teaching make the gospel muddy to understand.
那更重要的，人的最大的拦阻呢，是我们这个人。But
the biggest obstacle for people to accept the gospel themselves.
我们在传福音的时候呢，发觉。 那里面最大的拦阻啊，是每一个人那里面那个骄傲。Because
the biggest thing is each individual's arrogance.
那里面呢都有一些一个堡垒。Because
we all have these fortresses within us.
就好像那个电影啊，那个硫磺岛战役啊，the Battle of Iwo Jima.
Just like in the movie when about that Battle of Iwo Jima.
那么在那个美军要去攻那个岛的时候。
Because when the Americans military want to invade that island,
那个先是派那先那个船舰上的大炮啊，把这个整个岛啊这个翻过来一遍。All
the cannons from the battleships essentially overturned the island.
大概没有一寸的土地没有被炸过的。And
there was not one patch of land that was
not bombarded. 然后美军才开始那个登陆啊。So
only after it was bombarded, then the military would go onto the island.
你以为呢这个？ 这么一大轰炸以后呢，大概什么都什么的后工事都没有了，对不对？
You would think that after all these bombardments that there would be nothing remaining on the island.
但是呢，他们一开始给打的时候，突然发觉呢，怎么在草丛后面呢，一阵一阵的机枪射出来啊？那。But
when they were on the island, all of a sudden there was gunfire coming from behind the trees.
对，那个是那个小bush啊，那个那个草后面，这从哪里啊？那发觉那个草后面这怎么样？这一个一个那个重的碉堡啊。 那个那 fortress，
Oh, because they realized that underneath these small bushes that there were actually fortresses.
哎呀，这些碉堡啊，这是大炮啊，飞机炸弹炸了半天了，都没有办法摇动。
And these fortresses were immune to all types of bombardments.
哎呀，今天在传福音的时候啊，虽然呢，那个有人有恩赐，能够把这福音讲的有力，讲的那个讲的清楚，讲的完备。
So even though today that there are gifts of people who have gifts of articulating the gospel clearly.
但是呢，人里头那个心呢，像一个一个碉堡似的。
But within each man's heart is this fortress.
怎么炸也炸不这个这震动不了的。
No matter how you bombard it, it stays there.
所以保罗他说了，那要 神给我们恩赐，要能够把人的心能够掳回，那攻破人心中一切的淫累。That's
why Paul says that we need the power of God in order to take back these hearts.
把那个碉堡一个一个炸坏，把人能够拯救出来。For
all these fortresses in order to be overtaken, so that these people can save.
所以他说呢，需要神的能力，他是这个恩赐呢，是神的按他运行的大能赐给他的。So
this gift of sharing the gospel is from the power of God.
哎，那个传福音实在是需要神的大能。And
be able to evangelize requires.
能够把人呢人心呢从这个仇敌的手中能拯救回来。So
that we can take back these hearts in the enemy's hands.
那么我们说传福音的时候，我们对传福音的观念是什么？So
when we think of sharing the gospel, what is our perspective?
我们传什么样的福音呢？
What type of gospel are you preaching?
今天呢，我们在讲到传福音的时候呢，都讲到一些是很简单的一个最基本的一些道理。So
today, when we talk about sharing the gospel, we think about the most fundamental things.
实在，我们需要从最基本的开始再传，我们来讲，让人能够明白。Of
course, we need to start with the basics so that people can understand.
但是福音呢，绝对不停在那里的。But
the gospel does not stop there.
多少人在说，这是一个教会，是一个传福音的教会。
So how many people say that this church is a church that shares the gospel?
这个教会呢，知道一件事情就传福音。
And that the only thing that the church knows is to share the gospel.
传福音叫人信主。
Share the gospel so others may believe.
信主以后呢，再怎么办呢？ 叫做什么呢？再去传福音。
And once those people believe, then they go to share the gospel.
好像传福音是他们唯一的一件事情。
It's like sharing the gospel is the only thing that matters.
那么今天呢，一般的那个人对传福音的观念也是这样子。
So today's world, their perspective towards the gospel is the same.
我们今天叫传福音聚会了。That
we are a church that shares the gospel.
我也没有带朋友来，我也没有什么这个负担去。That
and we don't invite our friends or we don't have a burden to invite.
这讲的都是一些最简单的道理，都知道了。These
are the most these are some of the most basic tenets.
如果家里有点事的话，我就不去了。That
there's something at home, then we won't come.
我们都把福音呢是想成是一个最简单的道理，是一些是一个最基本的一些基础要学的东西，好像我们不需要学了。That
we treat the gospel as if it's the most basic things that we no longer need to learn about.
保罗在这里说他传什么样的福音呢？
But what type of gospel is Paul preaching?
他说呢，他叫我把基督那个测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
It is to share the unfathomable riches of Christ to the Gentiles.
保罗传福音的时候呢，不但是要人让人认识他是罪人，他是认识他需要相信神。
When Paul shares the gospel, it's not merely for people to understand that they are sinners and need to be saved.
需要我们从这世界当中拯救出来，有一天在将来不受那个大日的审判。
And not only to be saved out of this world in order to protect ourselves from
judgment. 这都是需要的，这是重要的。
Of course, all these things are necessary and they're important.
但是保罗传福音的时候，从来不停在这里。
But when Paul shares the gospel, it does not stop there.
他说呢，我要他传的福音的目的呢，是要把那基督的测不透的丰富传给人。
But rather, the gospel, him preaching gospel, is about sharing the unfathomable riches of Christ.
啊，多少时候呢，我们呢信我们的听了福音，我们信主了。
So how many times when we share the gospel and someone believes?
我们呢得救了，我们将来不会下地狱了。That
we think, oh, then we'll no longer we'll be saved, no longer go to hell.
那么我说蛮够了，那个今天主信的主有平安喜乐，够了。And
now that we have this peace of God, and it's enough.
但是保罗呢，他让人看见。But
Paul lets us see.
这是不够的。That
this is not enough.
这只是起步而已。This
is only.
这是我们的恩典的开端呢。This
is only beginning of grace.
他要我们认识的呢，是基督的测不透的丰富。
He wants us to understand the unfathomable riches of Christ.
我们里面缺少爱嘛?
Because we, in ourselves, we lack love.
那么基督他有那里无限的爱。
But Christ has this infinite love.
我们这里面呢缺少公义嘛。
we lack righteousness.
基督那里有完全的公义。
But in Christ, there's perfect righteousness.
我们那里头呢, 缺乏智慧嘛。
And as we lack wisdom,
基督他是个完绝对的智慧。
But Christ is all of wisdom.
你想所有想到的那个基督徒应该有的那个属性。 在基督里面都是完全的，是无限的。
So you think about all the spiritual things that Christians need, it is all in Christ.
保罗所传的福音,
the gospel that Paul shared,
是要人呢, 不仅仅是得救, 仅仅得救而已。
It's not for people to be merely saved.
他要人去进入基督那个丰盛。
Rather, for he wants others to enter into spiritual Christ. To understand what abundance God is trying to give us.
如果我们得救了,
If we are saved,
我们里面呢,一定会有那样子的催促啊,我们起来追求主。
Then we will have this desire, motivation to pursue after God.
如果我们真的是里面有那个生命的话,
If we indeed have this new life within us,
那么仅仅得救这个最基本生活不能够满足我们。
Then this most basic life cannot satisfy us.
神给我们一个那个神圣的不满足。
Then we will have this holy dissatisfaction.
除非我们更多认识主，我们里面不会得安息。
And unless we get to know the Lord more, then we will not have this rest in us.
如果我们得救了,
If we are saved,
我们说我们信主了,
And we say we believe,
但是我们里面呢, 对于主的事情没有一点兴趣。
But we have no interest in the matters of the Lord.
对于认识主, 对于聚会, 对, 没有任何的感觉。
And we have no any attachments to the things of church.
对于属天的事物里头，我们漠不关心。
And we are not concerned with heavenly matters.
我们要好好的问自己啊。
Then we need to ask ourselves.
我到底得救了没有？
Have I been truly saved?
如果是一个得救的话，
Because if I have been saved,
那个基督里面的生命不会停在那里的。
Then the life of Christ will not stop there.
里面的基督生命一定推着我们往前去的。
Because the life of Christ will push us onwards.
不到我们认识基督的丰富， 我们里面没有安息。
So until we are able to recognize his riches, then we will not have rest.
不到我们里头每一天比一天的长大， 我们里头呢，不能够， 我们没有办法不往前去。
And unless we grow every day, then we'll have this desire to go forward.
信心呢，它里头一定产生一个生命。
Because faith will bring out this life.
这个生命呢，一定会有行为的。
And this life will be accompanied with action.
行为呢，是见证我们那个信心啊。
Because these actions are supposed to reflect our faith.
因为这个里面那个生命它是不能够停下来的。
Because this life cannot be stopped.
保罗传的福音让我们更多进入基督的丰富。
So Paul preaches the gospel for us to enter into the unfathomable riches of Christ.
但是保罗没有停在那里。
Paul does not stop there.
我们今天呢，那个信了主了，我们得救了。
Because today, when we believe in the Lord and we are saved,
我们开始追求，我们生命开始改变了。
And we start pursuing, and our lives are being transformed.
我们更多认识基督，认识他的丰富，我们得到了更多了。
And when we are able to pursue Christ and receive more of Him,
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么神要我们真的走这条路呢？
Why does God want us to walk this path?
仅仅是为了我们个人好处吗？
Is this merely for our benefit?
他仅仅是要我们将来有一天在神面前那个什么那个得神所说的奖赏吗？
Is this merely for us to receive this inheritance one day?
保罗他传的福音的时候，
Paul, when he shares the gospel,
他还要让人看见件事，
he also wants people to understand see one thing, that God does these things,
他有他的目的的，
that he has his purpose,
他有他的旨意在那里的，
he has his purpose in this,
他不是随便做事情的，
that he does not do things just for the sake of doing it.
他花这么大的功夫， 让他的儿子死在十字架上，
because he gave up his only begotten son to die on a cross,
叫我们从那个最终得释放，
and in order to be freed from this darkness,
叫我们能够被磨成神儿子的样子，
and to be able to be conformed to the image of his son,
因为神有他的目的，
because God has a goal in all of these,
他有永远的旨意， 他要成就的，
he has this eternal purpose that needs to be accomplished.
他继续说啊，
so he continues on to say,
第九台节他说呢， 还要使众人明白，
that to bring to light,
这历代以来啊， 隐藏在创造万物之神的奥秘是如何安排的。
In verse 9, to bring to light the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God.
他说这里呢，有个神，因为神有一个奥秘，他从来不知道的。
So here is this mystery that was not known previously.
他要让人知道这个奥秘怎么安排的。
and he wants to share what the administration of this mystery is. Ephesians, there are so many riches that we need to put into work to understand. It talks about the mystery. In chapter 1, it talks about
his mystery of his will.
Because this mystery was previously unknown, but now it is known to us. And chapter 3 is the mystery of Christ, something that was previously unknown, but now is known. And here it says the mystery of God. So what is the mystery of God? In Colossians chapter 2, it says this. It says that the mystery of God is Christ. And all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge of God is hidden in Him. If you want to know God, then you must first know Christ. If you want to receive God, then you must first receive Christ.
你看见了基督,
because if you see Christ, then you'll see God. Because if you obtain Christ, you'll obtain God. Because Christ is the mystery of God.
那么这奥秘呢,
so how is this mystery revealed?
他这里说呢,
here it says the administration of the mystery.
这安排呢, 不好翻,几个翻,我看到所有翻本,他们都翻得不一样,
so this word administration is translated differently across different versions.
那么有些翻的是翻成 fellowship, 是交通,
some versions translate it as fellowship.
有些呢翻成是 administration, 是治理,
some translate it as administration.
有些呢翻成 plan, 是计划,
some translate it as plan.
所以我们呢大概可以那个揣摩一点这个字的意思。
So from these words, we can sort of investigate what the meaning is.
就是呢,
is that God has this mystery. And this mystery is Christ. And all wisdom and knowledge of God is in Christ. But how is this revealed?
怎么样让人看见神的奥秘呢?
How can man know the mystery of God?
怎么样使这奥秘不再是奥秘能够明白呢?
And how is this mystery no longer a mystery?
他说呢,
it is through the church, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church of rulers and authorities in heavenly
神有个奥秘,
so there is a mystery of God.
他的奥秘呢,
and his mystery needs to be revealed.
神的奥秘怎么样安排,
so how is this mystery administrated? It is through the church.
教会我们在地上有一个 目的, 要彰显神他自己的奥秘,
our,
让人认识神他的旨意。
Our church has the goal of being able to reveal this mystery of God.
这11节他说呢, 这是中文翻的, 他翻说, 这是照神从创世以前呢, 在主基督耶稣里面所定的旨意。
And in verse 11 it says, this was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
啊, 几乎所有的英文翻译本呢, 都是一样, 应该这么翻啊。 他说呢, 这是
So all the English translations are pretty similar, which says this is in accordance with the eternal purpose.
神他有一个永远的旨意,
God has this eternal purpose that needs to be
fulfilled. 那个以弗所书里面呢, 他不但说到, 讲到神的荣耀, 讲到神的奥秘, 他想到讲到神的旨意。
Because Ephesians not only talks about God's glory or his mystery, but about his purpose.
啊, 这几件事情呢, 其实都连在一起的, 好, 不分不开的。
And all these things are related to each other and cannot be separated.
在第一章里面的时候, 他说到神的旨意的时候, 是一个奥秘的旨意,
because in chapter 1 talks about the mystery of his will.
这个旨意呢, 在前以前的世代人不知道的,
because his will was hidden from previous generations.
现在呢, 写显明给我们了,
but now has been revealed to us.
那么什么是这个旨, 神的旨意呢?
So what is God's will?
那么就在时候满足的时候,
is that to the
Chapter 1, verse 10.
That with a view to the administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ.
今天我们看这个世界是分崩离析啊,
today we look at the world and it's just so broken.
不但是 有武器的打仗, 有贸易的打仗,
not only is there warfare with weapons or
words, 我跟国之间呢, 不但没有和平,
there's no longer peace between the nations. And even within the church, there are so many divisions.
不能够相合,
and they are not, can't live in harmony.
那么神的旨意呢,
but God's will.
有一天呢, 这些神所说到, 都要在耶稣基督里面同归于一的,
is that one day all these things will sum up in Christ.
不但教会啊, 要在真道上面同归合一, 同归于一,
and the church, all these divisions will no longer exist.
那么整个神的创造, 天上地上一切所有的, 都要在基督里面同归于一,
because all these things will be summed up in Christ.
因为这万有都是借着他造的，在他里面造的，是为着他造的。
Because all these things were created in the Son, by the Son, and for the Son.
那么这里呢，在第三章里面，他说呢，他说这个是神在创世以前所不，这是神在基督里面所定的那永远的旨意。
So this is the eternal purpose of God in Christ.
那么第三章这里讲的是什么呢？
So what is it referred to here in chapter
3？他说呢，他是说的这个。 神奥秘的安排啊，要记得教会是天上执政掌权的，现在使人得知神百般的智慧。
Is that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known through the church to rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
他说这是神永远的旨意。
This is in accordance with his eternal purpose.
所以你看一面呢，神永远的旨意是什么呢？
So why don't we see what is his eternal purpose?
等到时候满足的时候，
that to the appointed time,
神要叫天上地上一切所有在儿子里面同归于一。
That all things on earth, all his children will be made into one.
这是神永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
但是神的旨意, 这个样的旨意, 怎么样安排, 怎么样显出呢?
But how is this purpose revealed?
怎么样神要这工作, 怎么样做成的呢?
How can this purpose be fulfilled?
借着教会,
through the church.
借着教会要让天上执政的掌权的, 得知神百般的智慧。
That through the church, rules and authorities in the heavenly places may know the manifold wisdom of God. Because oftentimes when we think about it, us being saved is something we cannot comprehend. Why does God want to save us? Why does God want to pick Israel, this small nation. Because when he returns, when the first time came, the people are so little.
那么这么相信，那么怎么然后呢？借着他要把这个成就的福音，然后把这他的救恩传给整个外邦人。
And through him, this gospel will ultimately be shared with the Gentiles.
那我们这些原来是死在过犯罪恶当中的人。
Because we were people who were previously dead in our sins and transgressions. Because we were outside of this commonwealth of Israel and this covenant. Because we are unworthy people.
那么竟然把我们做成神他的教会,
but now we can be part of his body and with the other saints.
他就要借着教会向天上执政掌权的显示神他的智慧。
That through the church, this manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
教会在地上有一个目的。
That there's a goal of the church.
不仅仅只是为了我们个人的好处。
It's not for just our personal benefit.
他在地上，神在地上拣选教会，是为了他永远旨意的缘故。
But God chose the church because it is in accordance with his eternal purpose.
要神的永远的旨意，要借着教会，有那个实现出来。
And this eternal purpose might be fulfilled through the church.
这是他说这天上执政掌权的人，他们不知道的。
Because this, the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places do not understand this.
天上的天使、天君也好，在那些在空中掌权者的首领也好，那撒旦也好，没有人知道神的这救恩是怎么样成就的。
Whether you know all ranges of angels, Satan, all these people do not understand this truth.
但是呢,
but through the church, it will be made known to them.
神救我们,
that God's saving us and allowing us to conform into His Son's image.
把我们的那个,
and to be the glorious bride of His Son. There's a glorious purpose in that.
那么就是借着教会要成就神永远的旨意。
It is that through the church, his eternal purpose may be accomplished.
我们常常会说，在我们这样的背景的那里面呢，常常听到神永远的旨意。
Oftentimes, we will hear about his eternal purpose.
那么讲到神的旨意讲多了，我们呢好像都有点麻木了。And
we hear it so many times that it's like we become numb to it.
但是知认识神永远的旨意是要付代价的。
But in order to really see his purpose, there's a cost.
如果我们不知道神的旨意也罢。
Because if we do not know his purpose,
但如果我们不知道就算了。
If we have this thinking that it's okay to not know of his purpose,
神让我们知道他永远的旨意。
But
需要我们能够跟得上他的旨意的。
But God wants us to know his purpose in order to keep up with his purpose.
为着看见神永远的旨意, 教会要付代价的。
Because in order to see God's eternal purpose, the church needs to pay a cost.
他会受到仇敌多方的攻击。
They will need be attacked by the enemy numerous times.
所以你在第十二节的时候，你在读十二节、十三节的时候，你会读，你会开始你会读不懂。
So when you first read verses 12 and 13, you might not understand.
他说：“我们因信耶稣呢，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑的来到神面前。”
It says, "In whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in Him."
哦，求你们不要为我，不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这是你们的荣耀。
Therefore, I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are glory.
怎么前面才刚刚在讲神那个荣耀的永远的旨意，怎么底下就在讲到讲到我们这人的胆怯呢？我们害怕了。
So previously, Paul is talking about the glorious purpose and will of God, but then why here does it suddenly talk about our own personal fears?
因为不但是我们要为着神的旨意摆上我们自己。
Because in order for us to understand his purpose, we need to give up ourselves.
更是呢，仇敌呢，他多方的来攻击我们，让我们呢那个灰心丧志。
And also that the enemy will now be a prime target of the enemy to attack.
很多时候呢，我们不知道神的旨意也就罢了。Oftentimes,
if we do not understand his purpose, then we'll just be fine with it.
我们不追求也罢了。
And if we do not pursue it,
we're fine with it.
But when we do want to pursue it,
当我们要想要认识神永远的旨意的时候,
but when we want to understand his eternal purpose,
发觉呢,有许许多的难处在领导我们,
then we'll realize that there are many obstacles and difficulties.
那么仇敌呢,他想尽的方法呢,不叫神永远的旨意成就。
Because the enemy will fiercely attack us in order for us to not for the eternal purpose not to
be fulfilled. 他让保罗下在监里头。
Because it is there where
在那个时候,
because at that time Paul was sent to prison.
Was put prison.
Yeah. Paul was in prison.
几年的时间呢，他失去了自由。
And for many for several years he lost his freedom.
在还没去罗马之前的时候，他在犹大利的时候，常常是那个受到生命上的威胁。
And before he went to Rome, he encountered many events that were dangerous to his life.
不要是说保罗他自己会受搅扰啊，那些众旁边人看的时候，也看着看着也会害怕，对不对？And
not only would Paul be affected by all these things, but even the people around who witnessed these events will be affected.
这些事情会不会临到我身上呢？
Because they will think, well, these events happen in my life as well.
那么在历史历代的时候，你发觉仇敌呢用多次的那个患难呢来逼迫神的教会。
Because throughout the course of history, we see that the enemy uses many tribulations to lose heart. Because the more we are walking in this path, the more fierce the enemy's attacks are. And the more we want to know God, then the more temptations to the world and attacks of the enemy will occur.
更有甚的是呢，问题是不是仅仅是外面的问题？
And more importantly, it's not just external attacks.
我们这个老我，天然老我呢，也常常欺压我们。
The old man within ourselves is also constantly oppressing us.
一个不小心呢，我们就发了脾气。
If we're not careful, then we'll have bad tempers.
一个不小心呢，我们就说了不该说的话。
If we're not careful, then we'll speak words which we regret later on.
一个不留神呢，我们就看了一些不该看的事情，想了不该想的事情。
If we don't pay attention, then our minds wander to things we should not be thinking about.
仇敌就来了,
then enemy will come.
这你看你,
and then he will accuse us.
你还知道神的旨意了,
that he accuses that we people even know God's will.
还要走上什么,还要想那个知道什么神永远的旨意了,
and that you want to know God's eternal purpose.
你看看你,
but he'll say, look at us.
你配得吗?
Are you worthy?
哎呀,不但是仇敌在神面前控告我们,
and Satan is not only accusing us in front of God, but also within our own conscience.
他叫我们灰心,
he tells us to lose heart.
叫我们丧志,
丧志,
lose heart, 那我们失去了胆量。
And that's why Paul says that we need to have boldness and confident access through faith in Him.
在他里面,
in Christ.
因着信, 我们住在基督里头,
because of faith, we live in Christ.
外面呢, 再强烈的炮火,
and no matter how fierce the attacks are on outside,
都不能够侵犯到我们,
we will not be overcome.
好像呢, 那个, 我们信主以后啊,
it's as if after we believe in the Lord,
那个硫磺岛的战士的那个两军呢对调,
just like in that island when the two sides are fighting,
哎呀,这时候呢,这个不是我们去传福音叫人信主了,
but this time it's not us preaching the gospel to save
这时候呢,是我们信主了,
now it's that we believe
哎,
in the Lord,
因为福音传给我们,我们的堡垒通通都摆下了,我们上神投降了,我们信主了,
it's when we believe in the Lord and fully give up ourselves for Him.
但是呢,仇敌,
but now we're under attack from the enemy.
哎呀,他的飞机,他大炮不断地轰炸我们,
he sends planes and ships to bombard us.
哎呀,多少时候让我们里头胆怯,害怕,
and how oftentimes we would become fearful.
哎呀,这时候呢,我们还,感谢主,我们里还有个碉堡,
so we thank the Lord that now we have this fortress.
哎呀,是那个裂开的磐石,我们的主,他是勇士的磐石,
that He is our rock of ages.
他是我们的山寨,
that He is our shelter and our refuge.
哎呀, 当仇敌来攻击的时候,
that when an enemy comes to attack
哎,
就是换我们躲在那个碉堡里头去, now it's our turn to hide in the fortress.
哎呀, 只要我们躲在他里头, 在他里面,
as long as we are hidden in Christ,
我们就能够放胆无惧,
then we can have boldness and confident access.
不管我里头怎么样的胆怯,
no longer how afraid we are.
不管我这怎么样曾经有过失败,
no longer what my previous failures were.
不管仇敌怎么样来攻击我,
no matter how the enemy tries to attack us,
在神面前控告我,
or to accuse us,
在基督里头,
but, or in Christ,
我能够坦然无惧来到神的面前,
but in Christ we can have boldness and confident access.
保罗他说我求你们啊, 不要因我受的患难上台,
that's why Paul says that I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulation.
他在这里不是说我吩咐你们不要放, 不要上胆,
it does not say here that Paul commands us.
不是我教导你们, 要提醒你们不要放胆,
it's not saying that he reminds us.
求你们不要因我所受的患难上胆,
but here Paul asks us.
因为他知道这个仇敌的攻击, 那个外面的那个里面的软弱非常的真实,
because he knows that our weakness and the fiercity of the enemy's attacks are very real. And he personally had these experiences. And in Asia, when he was preaching the gospel, he suffered so many attacks that he was fearful that his life might be lost.
哎呀,
so Paul knows what it means to be afraid.
知道怎么,那个什么样,
he knows how fierce the enemy's attacks
他能够体恤,
are. He has experience.
那么他说我求你们,
that's why he asks us not to lose heart.
他知道在我们里面的比那在世界上更大,
because he knows
我们里面的比那世界上更大,
because he knows the one who abides in us is greater than the world.
神所赐给我们的不是软弱的, 他在我们里面是有大能的,
because God in us, it's not weakness, but He has power.
我们可以失败,
we can fail and we can be weak.
但是我的主不会失败,
but our Lord cannot fail. And
他说,
He is not weak.
啊,
That's why I ask you not to lose heart.
他除了这个求了以外呢,
so outside of this ask,
他知道在基督在我们里面是有大能的，他知道神他可以做的。
He knows Christ has great power within us and that he is able to accomplish these
但是呢,
things.
他还是多时的拿到神面前为他们代祷代求。
But Paul still often comes before the Lord to intercede for us.
他说我在父面前屈膝啊。
It says, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你的心里力量刚强起来。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
父能够叫我们刚强起来。
The Father is able to strengthen us.
我们再失败，我们再软弱。
So, no matter our failures or how weak we are,
多少时候我们甚至失去信心。
And no matter how many times we lose faith,
但是父能够叫我们刚强起来。
But the Father can strengthen us.
父怎么样叫我们刚强起来呢？
How does the Father strengthen us?
他是叫按着他丰盛的荣耀叫我们刚强起来。
According to the riches of His glory.
当我们看见神的荣耀的时候。
When we see the glory of God,
仇敌的一些攻击，就算是像保罗那样子，那个多少圣徒，他们受到生命上的威胁的时候，
the attacks of the enemy, no matter how many times God's people or saints have been attacked,
当我们看见父为我们所预备的荣耀的时候，
when we see the glory that God has prepared for us,
多少历代的圣徒为着看见父的那个荣耀，他们牺牲了自己，他们走上了刑场。
So many saints for this glory are willing to become martyrs.
当我们看见神的荣耀的时候,
when we see the glory of God,
世界再多的吸引,
the temptations of the world,
再多的名声, 再多的财富,
no matter how much fame or power in the world,
跟神的荣耀一比的时候,
when you compare it
只能说暗淡无光啊,
with the glory of God,
这是最简单讲的暗淡的,
then you can only say it dims in comparison.
当我们看见神的荣耀的时候,
but when we see the glory of God,
我们原来是个软弱的下沉的灰心的,
we were weak and we were fallen and we were distressed.
神的荣耀覆庇我们,
but God will bring us back together,
叫我们再次刚强起来,
and enable us to be strengthened once again.
他说借着他的灵,
through his spirit,
那么是我们还需要圣灵把神的父的荣耀 翻译启示显明在我们里头,
that through His Spirit, these things will be revealed to us,
叫我们能够在他面前刚强起来,
so that we can be strengthened before Him.
当我们看见神永远的旨意的时候,
so when we see the eternal purpose of God,
那么当仇敌来攻击我们的时候,
when the enemy attacks us,
那么一面他让我们学习怎么样刚强,
on one hand we learn how to be strengthened.
在基督里头我们来到父面前,
in Christ we approach God.
求父按着他的借着他的荣耀，按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们能够刚强起来。
And according to the riches of His glory, we are able to be strengthened with power.
当我们看见神永远的旨意的时候,
when we see the eternal purpose of God,
不但我们要能够面对这些仇敌的攻击,
not only will we be able to withstand the attacks of the enemy,
还要在我们里头呢, 有一个神的性情能够显明在我们里头。
Character. Oh, then within ourselves, we are also able to exhibit this character of Christ.
在神在我们里头, 在我们这个人的身上所做的, 一个最重要的一件事情, 就是我们里面的爱。
And the most important work that He is able to accomplish in us is His love.
一面呢，我们要有能力能够胜得过仇敌的攻击。
On one hand, we need the power to overcome the enemy.
一面呢，我们在我们里面呢，要把神的爱加给我们。
And on the other hand, and within ourselves, we need the love of God.
他说：“使基督因你们的信呢，住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心呢，有根有基啊。”Here
says, Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
我们呢，信了主了，我们都有爱。
So after we believe in the Lord, we all have love.
如果爱是我们这那个得救的一个表现,
because love is evidence of God in us.
但是多少时候我们的爱呢是忽有忽无啊，忽冷忽热。
But how many times our love is neither hot or cold?
他说呢，不但要我们有爱，爱要有根有基的。
So not only do we need love, but we need to be rooted and grounded in love.
在各样的情形之下，他都能够经得起考验的。
So that no matter the circumstances, it cannot be tested.
所有我们的服事都根基在这个爱里头。
So all of our service needs to be rooted and grounded in this love.
所有的服事都要有根有基的扎在这个爱里头。
Our services need to be rooted and grounded in this love.
他说这个爱怎么样让我们在爱里面有根有基呢？
So how can we be rooted and grounded in this love?
他说呢，是因基督因的信，因你们的信能够住在你们里头。
Is because through faith that Christ is able to abide in us.
当主住在我们里头的时候，
When Christ lives in us,
他就叫我们里面的爱心能够有根有基的。
Then we will able to be rooted and grounded in love.
那么在这个之前呢，
So before this,
那么这两件事情有什么样一个能力跟一个爱呢？这两个有什么相连呢？
This power and this love, how are they connected?
我们这么读啊，他说叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督与你们的信住在你们心里。
It says to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
So that 基督要住在我们，要因着信住在我们里头。
Christ needs to dwell within us.
它有一个条件，
There's a condition.
要我们里面要有力量，要刚强起来。
Is that our inner man needs to be strengthened.
哎呀，多少时候呢？我们因为灰心丧胆啊。
How many times because we lose heart?
我们呢，失去的主那个信心呢？我们失去了主的同在。
Then we lose that confidence. We lose that connection with Christ.
有一天呢，主吩咐门徒啊，那个渡到海的那一边去。
When Christ commanded his disciples to go on the other side of the sea.
那么走到一半的时候，突然狂风大浪大作啊。
Midway through their travels on the sea, there was a storm.
他们呢，几乎船都淹了水了。他们都说我们要丧命了。
And water was coming into the boats, and they were fearful that they would lose their lives.
他们就来说那个说主啊，就跟主说啊，主啊，救我们，我要丧命了。
And then they cried to the Lord to save them because they were about.
主那时候在哪里？他在船尾上睡觉。To
lose their lives, and what was Christ doing? He was sleeping.
那么这主起来呢，他就斥责风和海呢，风和海就平静了。
And once he awoke. He calmed the storms.
主说呢，小信的人啊，你们的信在哪里？
And the Lord asked them, "Ye of little faith."
他们信不信主呢？
So do they believe in the Lord?
他们都是门徒，他们当然信主。
They're all disciples, so of course they believe.
那么主跟不跟他们有没有跟他们同在呢？
And was Christ present with them?
主就在船上。
The Lord was on that boat.
但是当大风大浪一起的时候，
But when a great storm occurred,
那里面害怕。
Their fear in them.
哎呀，那个主的同在好像是消失了。主啊，主啊，救我们！
It's as if they can no longer experience the presence of Christ, and they cried out.
那如果主真的只能救他的话，主在船上的话，船会翻吗？
So, if the Lord was on that boat with them, do you think the boat can be overturned?
那多少时候这不是我们的写照吗？
But this is yet our experience many times.
多少时候我们信主，主也在我们里头。
Oftentimes we believe in the Lord and He is in us. But when we encounter failure, or when attacks of the enemy come, then it's as if we don't know where our faith went.
哎呀，是当我们刚强的时候，基督因着信住在我们里头。
When we are strengthened, then God can dwell in our hearts.
那就叫我们里面的爱心能够有根有基啊。Then
Christ can dwell in our hearts, and we can be rooted and grounded in love.
不但是在爱在我们里头。And
not only in love in us.
爱也是在众圣徒里头。Love
is also in this corporate setting.
我们可以跟众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。That
we can comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length.
我们每个人都可以经历到一点爱。All
of us can experience a little love.
我们里头也有一些爱。
And there is love within each of us.
And
we can experience the love
of God.
But you realize when all the brothers and sisters are
gathered together,
when they testify of their experiences of this love,
and
how this love has guided them in their lives, how it has led them when they were looking for jobs, or how it guided them in difficult times in the house, then you'll be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length
of time and
death. That this love of Christ surpasses knowledge.
Yeah, 很多时候呢，我们还觉得说，我们那个经历一点主的爱，说啊，我知道了，这就是主的爱。
So oftentimes you have experiences where we say, ah, this is the love of Christ.
知道我可以描述主的爱。
And now I'm able to describe this love.
但是我们一听见别人的见证之后，
But when we hear other people's testimony, then we'll say, wow, this love of Christ is so much more. And that there's so much abundant grace. But even if all the saints were gathered together, even if you combine all the experiences of all the saints throughout history, then the amount of love that we've experienced is just a cup of water within a vast ocean. And when we fellowship with brothers and sisters, we'll be able to see the breadth, length, height, and depth of God's love.
他带领到我们一个地方，实在我们突然发觉，因为主的爱是过于人所能测度的。
We'll also be able to understand that this love of Christ surpasses our knowledge.
没有人能够彻底明白的。
And we can never fully understand
这样的看见,
or see
这样的看见叫我们这个人 谦卑啊，叫我们这个人服服。
Being able to see this will enable us to be humble.
叫我们呢成为一个屈躬的器皿。
And make us be an empty vessel.
那么看见的神是何等样的浩大伟大。
Because we will be able to see how great the love of God is.
唯有在这个情况底下。
Only in this condition.
那神能够把他一切的所充满的充满了我们。
That we can be filled up to all the fullness of God.
教会是他的身体，是充满万有者的丰满。
So the church is the fullness of God.
神的目的呢，就是要把教会的充满他自己的丰满，跟他儿子一样的丰满。
And God's goal is to fill the church up with His fullness.
但是多少时候神不能做事情。
But so many times, God cannot accomplish.
因为我们觉得我们已经满了。
Because we think that we are already full.
神没有地方来充满我们。
And we do not enable God to fill us up anymore.
当我们看见主的爱那样是过于人所能测度的时候，当我们看见主的爱原来是我们没有办法想象的时候，
And when we see that the love of Christ is something that we cannot understand,
那我们才会成为一个虚空的器皿，神来充满我们。
Then can we only present ourselves to God as empty vessels for Him to fill up?
在以弗所书里面呢，他还要讲一个很重要的一件事情。
And Ephesians also speaks about a very important thing.
就是在基督里头,
that is to be in Christ.
在基督里呢，是这是佛所说一个非常重要的一个词。
And abiding in Christ is a very important phrase.
当说到在基督里的时候，有两个方面的。
Because in Christ has two aspects.
一面呢是说到我们住在基督里。
One is to say that we live in Christ.
一面说到呢，基督住在我们里。
And on the other hand, is Christ living in us.
当我们说到我们住在基督里的时候,
when we say we abide in Christ,
那重点是我们到基督里面去支取他一切的丰富。
That is to say, we can receive and experience all His riches.
他的爱，他的智慧，他的怜悯，他的能力。
His love, His strength, His mercy and grace.
那么当基督住在我们里面的时候,
but when Christ lives in us,
他的重点是基督来做王，在我里面做主。
The emphasis is that He becomes our King, our Master.
我的一切，我的时间，我的精力，我所有的他做主，他来调派。
All my efforts, all my time, it is under His governance.
当我们里面缺乏的时候，他自己来补充，他自己来加给。
And when we are lacking in some area, He will fill that up.
一面呢，我们需要住在基督里头。
On one hand, we need to live in Christ.
支取他一切的能力，他的大能。
In order to be able to receive His power and strength.
叫我们能够呢，在仇敌面前能够放胆无忌，笃信不疑的在他神面前。
So that we can be confident and bold despite the enemy's attacks.
一面呢，我们需要基督住在我们里面。
On the other hand, we need Christ.
基督一来的时候，他就发现一件事。
Because when Christ comes, something happens.
我们的爱太少了。
We'll realize our love is so limited.
那是够不到神的爱。
Our love cannot compare.
那他把爱加给我们。
And He will provide us this love.
叫我们在爱中能够有根有基。
So that we can be rooted and grounded in this love.
因为我们住在基督里头,
because on one hand, we live in Christ.
因为我们让基督住在我们里头,
on the other hand, we let Christ live in us.
目的是什么呢?
What is the purpose?
我们能够成为神他器皿的发表, so, 他神工作的发表,
so we can be the workmanship of God.
那么今天呢，来传福音的时候,
so today, when we share the gospel,
一面呢，我们真的是要神这个赐下恩赐啊，让能够听得懂，能够明白，能够认识主，接受主。
We need to receive that gift from God in order to be able to articulate the gospel clearly and all these things.
人,
But the gospel does not just stop there. It is also for us to enter into the unfathomable riches of Christ. And not only for us to enter. Is that when we also share the gospel, that those who hear a gospel may also enter in. But we also see one more thing happen. That this is not just for our own benefit. It's not to just receive His praise or reward one day. There is a glorious purpose to the gospel. It is to fulfill God's eternal purpose. There is a eternal purpose of God that He wants to fulfill. And everything that happened throughout history is for that purpose. How will His purpose be fulfilled?
借着教会,
through the church.
借着教会到天上执政掌权的,
that, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God may be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. So do not belittle our pursuit of God. Do not just merely limit to thinking that if we abide in Christ, then we will see more strength. If Christ abides in us, we will be able to love a little more. Don't treat these things as light matters. Because all these things are related to God's eternal purpose. And it shows how we can be His vessels. And unless the fullness of God fills us up,
除非有一天神让他身体要教会充满神的丰满,
and unless the church is filled up with the fullness of God,
神的旨意不能够成就,
then His purpose cannot be fulfilled. Because His purpose needs to be accomplished through us little people.
我们每一天在神面前的祷告,
so every day when we pray to God,
我们每一天在神面前读经,
when we read scripture,
每一天在神面前的学习属灵的功课,
when we pursue after spiritual works every day, it's not just for ourselves. It's for God's eternal purpose. God has His work that needs to be accomplished. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You and praise You because You have saved us in Christ. Because we who are as little as worms,
你拯救了我们,
You have saved us,
把基督赐给我们,
and You have given us Christ,
叫我们能够天天住在基督里头,
so that every day we can dwell in Him,
让基督也住在我们里头,
and also Christ can dwell in us,
让我们真正能够长大成人, 满有基督长成的身量,
so that we can truly grow and mature into this character of Christ.
叫我们主再来的时候,
so when the Lord returns,
教会真是装饰整齐, 预备好了,
that the church may truly be prepared and may be the demonstration of Your glory so Your purpose may be fulfilled. Pray all these things in the Lord's name.